John Gedham came down from Edinburgh about, well, 1959, I think, and Chris Krinovich came at about the same time. Whether Gedham had invited him to come or not, I don't know. And he had been working in Australia in the John Curtin, and he was joined by John Phillis, who was had also come from Eccles's group. And John Phillis was at Babron for about 15 months. And Eccles had been very, very keen on the electric theory of transmission in the central nervous system. And he had gradually been converted to the idea that, in fact, it was transmission from cell to cell was chemical. And they'd done a lot of good work, very important good work, in Australia, but things were still pretty controversial. And John Phillis very much enjoyed getting results at Babram that conflicted somewhat with what had been discovered in Australia. And they were looking at the iontophoretic application of acetylcholine esterase and acetylcholine and other transmitter substances in the cortex of the cat. And they were beginning to get quite good evidence that there must be some kind of cholinergic input to these cells that were responding to the injection of acetylcholine from multibarrel electrodes. And so obviously the idea was that if these cells were responding, they probably had a cholinergic input. And so the question was, where was this cholinergic input coming from? And that's where I got involved in the work of doing acetylcholinesterase staining to see if we could find what looked like suitable fibers to innervate these responding cells.